Well, there are heated parliamentary debates, and then there's what happened in Hong Kong's legislature over the weekend. Representatives came to blows. One had to be stretchered out during debates on a bill for an extradition treaty that would include mainland China. While it is officially part of China, Hong Kong maintains its own legal and economic system with no provision thus far for extradition to the mainland. But now, the case of a man accused of killing his girlfriend in Taiwan before escaping to Hong Kong has led the region's chief executive, Carrie Lam, to push for an extradition treaty covering Taiwan, Macau and the mainland. Willie Lam, who is an adjunct professor at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, says the rationale for the new treaty doesn't stack up.
The fact is, the Taiwan authorities have already rejected the Hong Kong government's proposal that this suspected criminal who murdered his girlfriend in Taiwan be sent back to Taiwan. So actually, there is no urgency to this. In fact, Hong Kong has a tradition of judicial cooperation with numerous jurisdictions, except that the current extradition law said that Hong Kong could extradite suspected criminals or fugitives to a number of jurisdictions except China. So now what the Hong Kong authorities are saying that is that they are closing the gap. But this is precisely where people are afraid of, because most people in Hong Kong realize that there is no independence of the judiciary in China, that the judicial procedures are totally controlled by the party. So that's why there is an uproar, there is a groundswell of opposition, not just coming from the traditional pro-democracy legislators and intellectuals, but also from the business community.
Is there any evidence that Beijing is actually pushing for this bill?
In the past few days, senior Chinese officials have indicated their support for this bill. And given the fact that this bill is hugely unpopular, in fact, in late April, there was an anti-extradition law demonstration where 130,000 people participated. It is very doubtful whether the current chief executive, Carrie Lam, would take such a big risk, which already has damaged her popularity and credibility, if she had not received an explicit order from Beijing.
Carrie Lam is also saying that if this law is passed, it would be decided on a case-by-case basis by Hong Kong's courts. Why isn't that sufficient assurance?
We have to distinguish between two things, and that is, the Hong Kong courts are only given the authority to make a judgment as to whether there is a case to answer, whether a certain fugitive should be sent back to China to face criminal procedures. But the Hong Kong courts do not have the powers to determine whether that suspected criminal has indeed broken the laws in China. So this so-called protection is not convincing enough to reassure the Hong Kong public that there might be indiscriminate use of this law, particularly for so-called political criminals.
You mentioned that tens of thousands of people marched on the Legislative Council last month to protest against this bill, the largest demonstration in Hong Kong since the pro-democracy umbrella movement in 2014. Now we've seen this weekend conflict in the legislature itself. What's the public response likely to be if this bill does pass?
Well, unfortunately, the majority of the Hong Kong population seems to understand that if it is something which Beijing wants, that there is nothing much they can do. So there is a sense of resignation. However, the one difference between this opposition movement and previous ones is that this time we have Hong Kong's very powerful business sector behind the opposition. There's another factor, and that is the international community. Both the US government and various other Western governments have pointed out that the passage of the new vision law would expose foreign nationals to blackmail and also the possibility of being sent to China to face the very dubious judicial system. So that is near universal opposition also from various Western governments with which Hong Kong does a lot of business.
Political analyst Willie Lam, he's at the Centre for China Studies at the Chinese University of Hong Kong.